Because the weather is not so nice, we will have the tune session here. It will be very short. I don't want to interrupt too much into your chanting. And it will be at 12, 2 and 4, and it will be like following the same topic during the three sessions. So today the verse of the Shishtashtakam is entering into a mood of separation. That's the first verse when we can feel this mood of separation becoming stronger. My Lord, I'm drowning in this material ocean. I need you. Please rescue me from this ocean of material life. So I would like to speak a little bit on this point of separation, because this is very, very important in our Gaudiya tradition, to serve into that mood of separation. As long as one cannot feel a sense of urgency, a sense of deep need, I need Krishna, our call is not strong. Only when one can feel this necessity to have Krishna, our call can increase. So it's not easy to develop those feelings of separation, but by hearing of how the friends of Krishna, how the family members of Krishna are feeling separation for Krishna, then some type of separation can enter our heart. When we hear how they are longing for Krishna, these feelings might enter our heart. Two things are important to know. When there is this mood of separation, although as more the separation is strong, as more Krishna's presence is there. And as more the mood of separation is there, although it seems to be very sad from the material perspective, the Brajvasis are experiencing the highest ecstasies. So I would like just to tell a little bit about the mood of the Brajvasis. When Akura came to Vrindavan, he spent the night with Nanda Maharaj, and in the morning they went for a little walk. And when they were on the walk, Akura told Nanda Maharaj about the situation in Mathura. He said, "It's really terrible. All the sadhu have left Mathura. Devaki and Vasudev, they are all the time suffering so much in prison. It's a terrible situation. The only reason why I stay in Mathura is the hope that Krishna will come and arrange the situation. Please allow Krishna to come." So when they came back at home, Nanda Maharaj entered the house and he saw Mother Yasoda in the house, and usually she would have Krishna on her lap, but this day Krishna was not on her lap and Yasoda was crying. She knew what would happen and she had hided Krishna in another room. So Nanda Maharaj explained her that it was really for the good of everyone that Krishna should go to Mathura. And both of them, they came out of the house holding Krishna's hand and having tears in their eyes. And then, as we know, Krishna went on the chariot and the gopis were feeling terribly sad about what was happening. They were accusing the elders, "Why don't you try to stop what is happening?" They were accusing Akura. They were saying, you said your name is non-cruel and you are taking Krishna. They were accusing Krishna. "You have developed so much friendship and loving exchange with us and now you want to break that down." They were accusing the demigods. "Why don't you make some calamities, some earthquake or anything to stop that?" And then they put their bodies in front of the chariot and they say, "You cannot go." But Krishna said, "I promise you, I will come back. I will come back very soon. One day I go, one day I arrange everything with Kamsa, another day I come back. It's not for long. Don't worry, I promise I will come back." So the chariot went away and everyone was just stuck looking at the chariot leaving, looking at the dust cloud, and Krishna was gone from Vrindavan. Right after Krishna had killed Kamsa, he met with Vasudeva and Devaki, and Nanda Maharaj was observing the loving exchange between Krishna and Vasudeva and Devaki, and Nanda Maharaj understood, okay, here I have to step back. Here they are now exchanging like parents. But he was thinking, am I the father of Krishna? So he went outside of Mathura and he was waiting and waiting, but he was feeling anxious. Why is Krishna not coming? Why is Krishna not coming? What will happen? He had a feeling, what if Krishna do not want to come back to Braj? Few days later, Krishna came to him and said, you are my real father, because you gave me so much attention. You and Yasoda are my real parents. But now you should go back to Braj. I cannot go with you. I have to give still more affection to my family members here in Mathura. Please go back to Braj alone. Nanda Maharaj was broken-hearted, but Srila Prabhupada writes that Krishna gave some instruction to Nanda Maharaj how to pacify the Brajvasis when he will be back in Braj. So with broken-hearted, heartbroken, Nanda Maharaj embraced Krishna. He cried bitterly and then went back to Braj. Now in Braj, everyone was just looking in the direction of Mathura. Every moment they were thinking, when is Krishna coming back? When is Krishna coming back? When? And suddenly they saw the cloud of dust and they felt our life is coming back. They were running in direction of the cloud thinking, Krishna is coming back, Krishna is coming back. And when the chariot came, they saw an empty chariot. And everyone was stuck looking at the chariot. And then Nanda Maharaj, his mustache drenched in tears, covered his face and came down the chariot and just ran toward his house, came in his room, collapsed on the floor and cried. Everyone was just stuck. And then a small voice came, where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? And the voice became louder and louder and louder, like a thunder. All the Brajbasis were looking like broken trees that were totally rooted on the floor. And their mouths became dry, they could not even speak. And then an old person started to scream, Krishna will come back! Krishna will come back! But they all could hear only in their heart, Krishna did not come back. Krishna did not come back. After 3 days, Nanda Maharaj heard that all the Brajbasis were fasting, were could not leave anymore. So he said, I'm the king, I need to take care of them. Invited everyone and delivered this message of solace to the Brajbasis. And in this message, that was a message Krishna was sending to them. And he was saying to Mother Yasoda, Mother Yasoda, I'm eating every day what you have cooked. Yesterday you cooked this. Yesterday evening you cooked that. Every day I'm eating what you are cooking. I'm here with you. And to Srimati Radharani was saying, every morning when I wake up, I smell your fragrance in my room and I know we are together. Although we are separated, we are together. And Nanda Maharaj said, he's coming back soon. He promised for the second time to me. So don't worry. That was the solace. So that's how much Krishna is value for the Brajvasis, how much they need Krishna, how much Krishna is there alive. And by hearing about that, we can understand also that Krishna is also our life, that we also need Krishna. And then we can chant, please keep on focusing on hearing the name. Try to hear yourself chant sincerely, or try to hear yourself call sincerely for Krishna.